You forgot the remote. Guess you're watching whatever's on? Or you can call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA-approved pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Time for something we call extremely local news. It's our Block Club Chicago Report, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Michael Liptrot reporting this morning. Mike, good morning. Let's talk first about the Jesse White tumblers. A hit again on national television, huh?
Yes, Bob. Thanks for having me on, man. It's always great to be here. And yes, some somber news today with the Jesse White tumblers, who were eliminated, unfortunately, when it comes to their run in the quarterfinals of America's Got Talent. The public vote just didn't come in like how they wanted to, but they are vowing to come back next season. And I think a lot of people, especially in the Chicago area, were definitely floored with how great of a performance they put out. Their flips, the acrobatics is always a hit. And it's really good to just see them get this national spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, people love them, and they loved them on TV, but I guess not quite enough. We have an update on a Chicago ICE arrest now. Tell us about this.
Yes, DJ Tunio was released from ICE. He was taken into ICE custody alongside his husband on August 2nd. DJ Tunio, whose real name is... let me pull up Omar David Pequeña Rojas. He's from Colombia, and he was stopped in D.C. He was stopped on a flight heading to D.C. for a DJing an after party for a Colombian superstar, Carol G. And they really just had a horrifying journey in terms of being taken abroad view. They talked about their trip and kind of the tragedy and irony of on their way to Broadview, from Broadview to Indiana, listening to reggaeton music. Who anyone, he grew up in Colombia, you hear this music, you love this music, and having to listen to this music on your way to a detention facility is just so horrible. And I think the big thing with this story, it shows that even though Operation Midway Blitz is over, the ICE presence in Chicago still remains.
Guess so. And we have a Logan Square story about Dungeons and Dragons Night for Women. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's the She Rolls Initiative. It is by the Chicago Tabletop Game Association, and really working on, you know, further increasing the representation of women in Dungeons and Dragons. And there's an event that's happening at Babe's Sports Bar over on Logan Square. And initially, when they were putting this event together, they thought the event venue would be too big. And lo and behold, it's sold out in a week. And I think this really hits home just how times are changing when it comes to gaming and the representation of women in gaming. For a long time, when you think about these games like Dungeons and Dragons, World of Warcraft, you think of a lot of, you know, sweaty guys hanging out in somebody's mom's basement. But as recent as just this decade, Forbes reports that up to 40% and over 40% of Dungeons and Dragons players are women. And for the Chicago Tabletop Game Association, they have roughly half of their players who responded to their survey identifying as women. So it really shows the hit, how much of a hit this is across genders, and the work now of getting, you know, this representation and getting people coming out to these events.
Guess so. More at blackclubchicago.org. Thank you, Michael Liptrot. Talk to you again soon.
Anytime.